From other galaxies, Time Lords, and alien life forms, it's time to return to Earth with a bump, or rather a splash. Because this time we catch up with Douglas on the Yangtze River in China, where he traveled again with Mark Carwardine in search of a very rare creature indeed. Peter Jones explains.
The Yangtze River dolphin is almost blind. The reason for this is that there's nothing to see in the Yangtze. So the dolphins rely on sound for their picture of the world. Unfortunately, the Yangtze is a fantastically noisy river with hundreds of diesel engine junks throbbing up and down it the whole time. Mark and Douglas decided to try and record what it actually sounds like in the Yangtze. However, they had neglected to bring an underwater microphone with them. Then their sound engineer said that there was a standard BBC technique for waterproofing a microphone in an emergency. All it required was one simple, well, household item. You would expect these items to be in plentiful supply in China, but they had a certain amount of difficulty in tracking them down.
Do you have any condoms?
The guy in the other shop called them rubber overs.
Rubber over. Rubber over. Contraceptive.
Contraceptive. For listening to dolphins with. Do you speak English?
Yes.
I want to know if they have any condoms.
Condom?
Yeah. Contraceptive.
Contraceptive.
Contraceptive sheath. A rubber. I think it may be picture time again. not over the head. Somebody seems finally to have got the message.
Well, about 15 people seem finally to have got the message.
It's causing a lot of excitement in the shop. Oh, that's it.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
How many dolphins do you think we're going to record?
I think 9 should cover us, to coin a phrase.
Okay, right. The other one should take 2 packets just to be on the safe side.
So it'll save a lot of hassle.
We'll take 2 packets.
Oh, now they're looking at us impressed.
We're in a little side tributary of the Yangtze, where the boat is moored, and any moment now we will be setting off into the main stream of the Yangtze, and we will be going to an area where they think we might be likely to see dolphins, and we just hang around watching. Get out our binoculars, get out our cameras, get out our beers, and just see if we're going to be lucky or not.
How superstitious are you?
Not very, why?
Do you realise, after all this travelling, this is day 13 that we're looking for the dolphins?
Well, let's see.
The Yangtze's so muddy and turbid that underwater it's impossible to see more than a couple of inches in front of your nose. And in fact, the dolphins have, over a period of time, almost lost the use of their eyes altogether. And so what they do to find their way around is to build up a sound picture of everything around them. It's a form of echolocation, something like bats, but it's so accurate that they can detect a piece of wire no more than a millimetre in diameter. Or at least they could, because nowadays there's so much boat traffic on the Yangtze, boats of all shapes and sizes, that the acoustic interference underwater really does mess things up. We're now going to demonstrate the official BBC technique for recording underwater. We've put the microphone inside 2 condoms, no expense spared, and we're dropping it over the side of the ship. We can't hear the dolphins, of course, but what we can hear is the terrible din of all these ships' engines and propellers. It's a bit like an underwater M1 with all the traffic bumper to bumper in both directions.
So we didn't see the dolphin.
Yeah, what a shame. It's partly because we spent 12 days getting here and one day on the river.
Yeah.
Which doesn't give us a very good chance.
Yeah, well, that I think is the practical reality of travelling in China.
Yeah, I think so. It would also be nice to see this one dolphin, the only Yangtze River dolphin in captivity in Wuhan.
We've had to cheat, I'm afraid. having spent a day unsuccessfully out on the Yangtze trying to spot them in the wild, we've actually had to come to Wuhan to find the one that's in captivity. It's in a large oval concrete tank, and the sound you just heard was the sound of the dolphin coming up and breeding. It's, how long is it, would you say?
Well, it's fully grown. It's apparently about 10 years old, so it's 8 feet long.
Am I right in thinking that its snout is much narrower than a marine dolphin,
yes,
than a bottlenose dolphin?
Yeah, in all the five river dolphin species, it's a narrower snout. The fin on its back hasn't developed so large, so it looks like a very small triangle instead of a definite sort of typical dolphin fin. Also, the flippers still show the sort of bones of fingers. If you look at it when it turns on its side, next time it comes up above the surface, you can actually see that it's been developed from a hand, you know, much like one of our hands with elongated fingers. It uses its flippers to steer in the water.
Oh, here he comes. There it is. He turned upside down and flipped his tail.
See the way the beak is sort of upturned, so it looks as though it's constantly smiling.
Yeah.
Definitely doing a little act for us in front, I think.
Yeah.
A little performance.
It's a beautiful creature.
Look at it. There it is.
I think of all the animals you ever see, it's the one I sort of envy most, the one I'd most like to change places with.